All right, you're welcome. And I'm Steve Brother Godson Uba. And with me is no other than our pastor who's been answering questions, who has been on the hot seat and has been trying by the Spirit of God to actually give the answers as the Spirit of the Lord is leading him, Pastor Moses Alu. That you needed to adjust properly.
It's okay. The Lord is seeing us through.
All right, Sister Benny is from Ghana. Shalom, you can go with your question. You can go with your question.
Please, my question is, I've been worried about this Holy Ghost backing.
Okay.
Anytime I pray and cry that I want Holy Ghost, God should give me Holy Ghost. That day in my dream, I found myself in pastor's house, doing house chores. Sometimes I'll be cooking food. Seven people. Yeah. About three different times. So I don't understand what God wants to tell me.
You'll be seeing yourself in whose house?
I'll find myself in a dream. That will be in pastor's house in that night in the dream.
In pastor's house?
Yes.
Which pastor?
Pastor Moses.
You see yourself in pastor's house serving food.
In the night, yeah, in the dream. We have choice.
So you want to know what that means?
Yeah, I don't get it. I'm bothered about this.
All that the Lord is telling you is focus in serving the Lord. Yeah. Focus in serving the Lord.
And we have friends.
House churches.
They are washing bowls, shipping,
yes,
and
house
that.
Chores. Like she sees herself doing washing bowls.
That's what I'm saying. I said the Lord is telling you that you should just continually, you know, serve God, you know.
He will meet you there.
And he will meet you at the point of you serving the Lord. Work, do everything to support the work of the ministry, and he will meet with you.
Amen.
God bless you, Sister Bernice. And when it happens, please call me and share that testimony.
All right. God bless you, Sister Bernice. God bless you. Let's keep the questions coming. And the phone lines are open. All right. Brother Chidi from Ireland. Brother Chidi, you can go on with your question. Shalom.
Brother Chidi is from Ireland.
All right. Go on with your question, sir.
Okay. Shalom, Pastor Moses.
Shalom, Brother
Chidi. Shalom to my brother, Itika.
God bless you, sir.
Okay, sir. Pastor Moses, my question is in 1 Corinthians chapter 7, verse 14, sir. Okay, I just want to ask.
For the unbelieving husband is satisfied.
According to the scripture, in 1 Corinthians chapter 7, verse 14,
yes.
Does it mean that the innocent children of unbelieving couple are unholy?
Okay, let me read it. It says, for the unbelieving husband is sanctified by the wife, and the unbelieving wife is sanctified by the husband. Else were your children unclean, but now are they holy.
So what is your question again? What is your question again?
My question is, according to the 1 Corinthians chapter 7, verse 14, does it mean that the innocent children of unbelieving couple are unholy?
Okay.
Now, what is...
I can hear you, sir.
What is saying here is certainly, the offspring of an unbeliever until that child is presented to the Lord is... How is the child covered? Because eventually... If they were Muslims, wouldn't those children become Muslims? Can we talk? If the parents were Muslims, the parents were Muslims, wouldn't those children be Muslims?
They will.
So it is. But if one of the parents now becomes a Christian, then what he's saying is that because of that one parent that is a Christian, those children will be sanctified because it's expected that they will bring them to Christ anyway.
Okay, sir. So it means that the innocent children who don't know anything, maybe that are maybe 6 months old or 1 year or something, they are unholy.
Before the Lord, unless a child is brought to Christ, it remains unholy. But what makes you holy is that you are before a holy God.
Thank you very much.
God bless you.
Amen. Thank you very much.
All right. Bye-bye. God bless you. It's all right. We already have a message from Brother Felix. Brother Felix says, sir, a believer under no circumstance must marry a believer. What does it mean, especially this part of Southern Africa? End Time Message believer says that you must marry anyone as far as End Time Message believers, or as far as they are End Time Message believers. Can't a person find a real filled Holy Spirit person in other fellowships apart from End Time Message churches?
I disagree with them. You want to create the impression that you are not a Christian unless you are a follower of the ministry of William Branham. You are wrong. You are very, very wrong. You can, but make sure that you marry a Christian. What we as pastors, we want to emphasize in counseling every one of our followers is that marry one who has the same faith with you. If not, there will be conflicts of faith. You will be having problem because I believe it this way, you believe it that way. Yeah. So to avoid such problem, fish around your own water is our counsel. But if the Lord leads you to marry outside and you believe that is the Lord leading you, you love her, she loves you, there's a fear of God, and you believe that will not be a problem, nothing stops you from marrying from anywhere. As long as your faith will not be jeopardized. I think that is our counsel. It's wrong to say you must marry only within the followers of the minister of William Brown, because that's what you mean by end time message. It's wrong. Very, very wrong. Very, very wrong. Very, very wrong. You must marry because you love someone. You must marry because you know that God has given you confirmation. That is your wife, that's your spouse. Yeah. And you must put into consideration that I hope if I marry this man or marry this woman, my faith will not be jeopardized. Yeah. So naturally, you fish around your own water before you go out. God bless you.
Brother Christian from the Netherlands is asking, Shalom, brethren, please, I would like to know if the 144,000 in Revelation chapter 7, verse 3 to 4 are the same in Revelation chapter 14 verse 1 to 4.
Yes, they are the same.
Okay. Furthermore, can you please give a very brief synopsis of the order of fulfillment of the seals, trumpets, vials, plagues found in the book of Revelation? That is, which of these fall within the church ages and outside the church ages? If this will be too much for this program, perhaps a reference to the online archive where I can find info on this. Thanks in advance, Brother.
Let's get that second part again. Can you please give a very brief synopsis
of the order of
the seals? We have already given that. Mm-hmm. Then now the trumpets and the vials and all the plagues, all of this take place after the rapture.
Okay.
I hope that answers it. Now, if we go to the book of Revelation, now fulfillment of the seals. Yeah. Now, this is it. Are you there? Let's follow it. Seal 1. After seal 1 is fulfilled, seal 2. Seal 2 is fulfilled, then seal number 3. From seal 1 to seal 3 covers the seven church ages. Then the rapture takes place in seal number 3. Then we go. Before seal number 3 is fulfilling, you have the fifth seal also following. And then the rapture takes place. And the fourth seal is ignited. Then the sixth seal. Remember that by the time we get to the fourth seal, And the sixth seal, the rapture has taken place. So that is the order of fulfillment. Seal number six is also goes together with the opening of seal number seven. And by the time that the trumpets sound, seal number seven is fulfilled. After seal number four, seal number seven is fulfilled. And then by the time we come to the trumpets, the seventh trumpet ignites the sixth seal.
Okay.
So that is the order of fulfillment.
Yes, all right. I hope you are actually following. Because everything was actually, I think that is actually a very brief one. I was thinking maybe we'll just have to push it to rapture watch and stuff, but it's already.
No, we have taken it in a rapture watch. We have taken it. We have taken it.
All right, let's go to the next question. Brother Sulika from Cameroon.
Yes.
Says Colossians chapter 2, verse 16. Let no man therefore judge you in meat or in drink or in respect of an holy day or of the new moon or of the Sabbath days. Sir, is it a sin to drink alcohol and eat pork meat? Shalom, men of God. Why are we having question of pork meat today?
Alcohol. Now you would notice that under grace, you will not see anything written
explicitly
that you should not drink alcohol. But I can tell you something. Where Apostle Paul said, be ye not drunk in excess, but be filled with the Holy Spirit. Yes. I'm telling you that when you are filled with the Holy Ghost, you have the same effect, the kind of feeling you have when you drink alcohol. One thing I do know, and I'm a testimony to that, and so many people that have come across, is that when you have received the Holy Ghost, the thirst for alcohol dies. Alcohol, therefore, can only be used not for pleasure, not, you know, for any other reason other than maybe for medicinal purpose, but to drink it for pleasure, drink it and get drunk and all that. I don't think anybody with the Holy Ghost who needs to be alert spiritually will indulge in alcohol. God bless you.
All right. That answers our question. Question from Cameron. A caller, Brother Ozioma from Nasarawa State. Brother Ozioma, God bless you. You can go on with your question.
My question is this. Hello?
Go on with
your question, sir.
We can hear you.
My question is, if somebody is not punctual in weekly activities, can somebody be a good Christian without attending good weekly activities involving the church?
Whether you can be a good Christian if you don't attend weekly activities
in the church.
Whether it depends. Every activity in the church must be geared towards improving your spiritual well-being. And so if there's any activity in the church that has such benefit and you don't attend, you will lose the benefit, of course. Because every activity is supposed to be geared towards adding value, giving value, improving your spiritual well-being. So my answer is, if you don't go, of course, you lose the benefit of that program. But it is not a sin.
Okay.
No, it is not a sin. But you will not grow spiritually. And there's the danger of not growing spiritually.
An iron sharpeneth iron.
Okay.
God bless you.
So thank you, sir.
Yes.
Okay, we have another question. Question from Brother Nelson Sunday from Niger Republic. All right, Shalom, Bride of Christ. Please, sir, I want to know, is it right for a woman to prepare communion in the church?
Is it good for a woman?
Is it right for a woman to prepare communion?
I don't know what brought about that question. Who are those that prepare food in the house? Who are the best people to prepare a meal? That is not ministry work. Now, if you say for her to come and minister right. it, no. It is the work of the pastor, the ministers, to minister. And the woman cannot be a pastor.
Five-fold
ministry. So the best people to prepare that, of course, is the woman. But let it be a believer that will prepare it. That's all.
All right, God bless you. I believe that actually answers the question. Peradventure some other persons have been bothered about that. Brother Francis from Enugu State. Brother Francis, shalom and God bless you.
Shalom, sir.
Shalom, God bless you. You can go on with your question.
God bless you, sir. Hey, good evening, sir. Love you, sir.
Brother Francis, God bless you. Yes, you are welcome.
Yes, sir. Please, there's something that I want to ask, sir. The place that I used to worship. So our pastor Nathan told me they showed that one day I fell down in the church because of loss of appetite and health. Okay, I mean because of the loss of appetite and the challenge of health that I've been undergoing through. So my now pastor now told me that I'm the cause of my sickness. So I now after the church service, I now met him. He said that because of that if come that I can't come to church every day. So and I think that I've been coming now. I always come for Bible studies 2 times in a week. On Wednesday is my birthday. Then after that, Friday of the month, we now go for night meeting. So you now said no, that I should be coming to church almost every day.
Brother Francis, what is your question?
Okay, my question is this. If can go on the because I'm not being in the church every day. Can God use because of that and not answer my prayer? That's one question.
I don't know. God does not answer our prayers because we go to church. God answers our prayer because we have faith in Him.
Okay, sir.
God bless you.
Okay, sir. Then the second question is this. So he now told me, I asked him that I have responsibility that I should be attending. He now said that I should be coming to church, that God will take care of me. I said, what of my children and my husband and all that. So, but he don't say anything about. He don't say I should keep coming. I should keep coming.
Hello, what is your question again?
So my question is this: can I be coming to church and without taking care of my family and all this, and God will come and take care of me? That's my question, sir.
No, there is time to go to church and there is time to also take care of yourself and other needs. There are the spiritual needs and there are also the carnal needs. So, but don't use the time for fellowship to do the other. You don't rob Paul, they say, to pay Peter. They must, give them all the appropriate time. When it's time to be in church, make sure you are in church. And when it's time to go about your business, must be in your business. God bless you, Brother Francis.
Okay, God bless you, sir.
God bless you, Brother Francis. All right. We have another question. It says, shalom to the bride. I appreciate God the day I came across Bride TV. I'm very grateful to God for leading me to yoke together with my brethren in the faith. May His name alone be glorified. Also, I am very thankful for how you are standing for the truth. That is the kind of anointing we need, of preaching the undiluted word of God, not miracles and wonders or prosperity. I just have some few questions to ask for now. We can go on. And question one is, what is grace all about? Question two, the 5 foolish virgins of Matthew 25, as mentioned in the parable, are they among the bride or among the denomination? Thanks in anticipation. Brother Tim Saul from Plateau State, Nigeria.
Man Chang. the first question is, what is grace
all about?
Grace is the mercy of God projected, knowing that man is unable to live a life pleasing before Him. God, coming by His Spirit, into the believer to walk a walk of conversion and causes you by his indwelling spirit to live a life pleasing before him. That is the meaning of grace. What is the second question?
It's asking about the foolish virgins.
Are they in the denomination among the bride?
Bride or among the denomination?
Wherever they are, the important thing is that they were foolish. They did not have extra oil. And the bride, of course, goes with the bridegroom. And they don't go because of foolishness, that foolish act. So if you say, where are they? They are anywhere else but the bride. They can be anywhere but not among the bride, because they are the ones that will be weeping and gnashing because they couldn't make it. And they may be sitting in your church now. They may be sitting even in bride assembly church. So that's why I said they can be anywhere but the bride. God bless you.
All right. God bless you, our brother. All right. Let's move on to the next question. Shalom to my big brother, Pastor Moses, and my brother Uba. Question one. The manna in John chapter 6, verse 31. Is it physical bread or the word of God? It says, our fathers did eat manna in the desert.
That's what happened in the wilderness now. Which verse are you quoting?
Verse 31. So our fathers did eat manna in the desert. As it is written, he gave them bread from heaven to eat.
That is in Exodus 16. Manna came, they would collect it, was physical. Your question, is it physical or what?
Asking, is it physical bread or the word of God?
No, it was physical bread. Okay, go on, read the
question. All right, then question two. After prayers, we should keep quiet and hear from God, they said. But God doesn't talk to me audibly or through vision. Is it wrong to ask him to do through this means? Because through inspiration, you can miss it. You won't know if it is God or your own thoughts.
They say you should, after talking to God, you should keep quiet. No. I don't know how to explain this. It depends on what you are talking to him for. Okay. We walk with God by faith. So people who walk by faith will not wait. Let me hear you talk to me. You act, you believe, and you go ahead. Lord, give me a blessed day today. Let me go out blessed and come in blessed. You want to hear him say, yes, you. That's why I say, no. You know. So you keep praying, and if he has need to talk to you, he will talk to you in various ways. He answers. He can answer you by a dream. He can answer by any gift he has given you, by which ministers to you.
I think according to the question, the person is actually saying the person actually receives true inspiration. But it's actually asking, is there anything wrong if she also asks for dreams and visions?
You can ask God for anything you want, any gift you want, you can ask him for it. Nothing wrong with it. And he will give you, if you even Paul, say if you speak in tongue, you should ask that he will give you interpretation. Okay, so nothing wrong if that is his question.
All right, so question three.
Because there's something he's saying there. He said, because inspiration, you can miss it. You can be confused. Let me tell you, every gift can be confused, including the vision, the voice. It can be confusing. Yeah. God bless you.
All right, question three. It says, in the middle of praises, I usually feel sensations in my feet. Does it mean God is saying your praises have been received? Also, I feel a heat sensation all over my body when I am praying. How can I interpret what God is saying?
He's not saying. It's the presence around your spirit man is contacting. It's a sign of the presence of God around you. Okay. It's an anointing that lets you know you are connected spiritually. Nothing more. Nothing to worry about.
All right. Sister Peace from the U.S.
Sister
God
Peace.
Bless you, Sister
yes.
Peace. All right, let's move on. Believe
it's a manifestation of the Spirit. It's a manifestation of the Spirit that dwells in you.
Amen. From Gabon, Brother Chinoso from Gabon says, Shalom, Pastor and Isaka brother. Shalom. Please, sir, Isaiah chapter 6, verse 8. The Lamb said, here am I, send here am I sent, which I believe is Jesus. I was having a discussion with a brother late today. He asked me, who are those that God said, let us create man in our own image? I said, it's the angels. But he said, no, it was the Son of God. And referred me to Isaiah chapter 6, verse 8. So, sir, please clarify me.
Okay, go to Isaiah chapter 6. Go to Isaiah chapter 6 from verse 1.
Okay, from verse 1. It says, in the year that King Uzziah died, I saw also the Lord sitting upon a throne, high and lifted
Who
up.
Who saw it?
That is Isaiah.
Isaiah saw it. Go ahead.
High and lifted up, and his train filled the temple. Above it stood the seraphims. Each one had six wings. With twine he covered his face, and with twine he covered his feet, and with twine he did fly. And one cried unto another and said, holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. The whole earth is full of his glory. And the posts of the door moved at the voice of him that cried, and the house was filled with smoke. Then said I, woe is me, for I am undone.
Again, then?
Then said I, woe
I, who is the one speaking?
Isaiah.
Go on.
For I am undone, because I am a man of unclean lips, and I dwell in the midst of a people of unclean lips. For my eyes have seen the King, the Lord of hosts.
Whose eyes?
Isaiah's
Go
eyes.
Go on.
Then flew one of the seraphims unto me.
Unto who?
Unto Isaiah.
Go ahead.
Having a live coal in his hand, which he had taken with the tongs from off the altar.
Uh-huh.
And he said, he laid it upon my mouth.
Whose mouth?
Isaiah's mouth.
Go on.
And said, lo, this hath touched thy lips, and thy
Whose lips?
Isaiah's lips.
Go on.
And thy iniquity is taken away. And thy sin purged.
Whose sin is purged?
Isaiah's sin.
Then verse 8.
Also I heard the
Who
voice.
Who had
of
the
Lord.
Voice?
Isaiah.
Who had the voice?
Isaiah.
Uh-huh.
Had the voice of the Lord saying, whom shall I send? And who will go for us? Then said I.
Then said who?
Isaiah.
Uh-huh.
Here am I. Send me.
So it was Isaiah.
Not the Lamb of God.
It was not the Lamb of God. It was not the Lord Jesus Christ. Mm. It was Isaiah that was given a prophecy, and that is a prophecy that blinded Israel till today.
Praise God. That's why, you know, we started this program saying, rightly dividing the word.
You actually hear it say, people put it in a song.
Yes, yes, there's a song.
Say it is the song. Yes. Who will go for
who
us?
Go for
who
us.
Will go and, you know, and because people don't read the Bible. You just repeat what somebody else was saying. Mm.
True.
That's what it's Isaiah that was saying, here am I, send me. Now he sanctified his lips, is now ready to be used. Mm. And the message was given to him to go and blind the Israel with the prophecy.
Amen. All right, God bless you. So let's keep the questions coming in. Greetings again from Brother Julius, and greetings from Brother Moses. Jesus said he did not come for the righteous, but for the sinner. Does it mean there were righteous people on earth before Jesus came?
Yeah, Pharisees and Sadducees, who claimed righteousness? Mm. If you claim you're righteous, you remember the prayer, the two of them, the publican
and
the Pharisee, that were praying in the temple. Yes, one was saying, hey, I pay my tithe every time. Oh, that's self-righteousness. Mm. They are not the type Christ came. Yes. Christ came, he said, blessed are the poor in spirit, for they shall see God. Mm. Uh-huh. So he came for those who realize their estate and not those who claim they are something. That's all the scripture is saying. If you justify yourself before the Lord, for all have sinned, and then you are justified. So okay, go ahead now. Let me face those who believe they need help. And then leave you to suffer. God bless you.
All right. From Major Imo Apabio from Eket, Akwa Ibom State. Say, dear teacher of the truth, my father, the traditional witch doctor, died in 2003. But before his death, I quarreled with him for the idols he brought into the family. I used fire and burnt these altars. He actually placed a curse on me. How can I be totally delivered from this, as it's affecting all areas of my endeavors?
No, brother Imo, your question is very interesting. The approach, you may have approached those idols. Were you under the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ? It's not enough for you to assume you're a Christian because you were attending a church, if you have been listening to this, to our teachings on this channel, you will have seen that it is good to be in Christ before you go out to the camp of the enemy. Properly baptized, Paul, Jesus I know, Paul I know, sons of Sceva, but who are you? Satan knows who all of us are. And Satan will try to let you look as if they are stronger than the Lord Jesus Christ. But greater is he that is in us.
Amen.
Now the question, is he in you? You see, if he's in you, then he has given us power to cast out devils.
Amen.
I will advise that you do first thing first. Go for deliverance, yes. But make sure you properly undertake, go through the steps for your salvation. After you've repented, correct your water baptism in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. That blood will speak for you before that nonsense shrine. So maybe you get in touch with us and we'll arrange and pray with you and lead you properly. It never fails. Never fails.
Amen.
God bless you.
Amen. God bless you. All right, we have a caller. Brother Anayo from Gabon.
Oh, long time no see, Anayo.
Shalom, Daddy. More grace to you, sir. My question is in John chapter 21, verse 15. When Jesus said to Peter, "Love me more than this," who or what are the this that Jesus was referring to? Thank you, sir, for praying.
The other followers now. The other other disciples that were around there with him. God bless you.
All right. God bless you, Olawumi from Benue State. All right. Let's move on to other questions. If we have questions coming in. Okay. From Sister Marachi from Nightmare, Enugu State. Saying, Shalom, sir. Since I discovered Bright TV, I have peace.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Please, sir. Matthew chapter 18, verse 10. Is the little children mentioned here our biological children or children of God? Matthew chapter 10, verse
Matthew chapter 18, there's something interesting there.
Verse 10 says, "Take heed that ye despise not one of these little ones. For I say unto you that in heaven their angels do always behold the face of my Father which is in heaven."
The little children referred to in verse 10 are literally the young children. Not only your biological, but anywhere at all.
Okay.
Anywhere you see a child, be careful how you deal with little children. God is interested in them. Yes.
All right. So that actually answers the question. So let's get more questions coming. We have a message from Edmond from Ghana saying, "God bless you, Daddy. Please, about the war in Israel now. Any comments from you? Do you think it's the war in Ezekiel 38 and chapter 38 and chapter 39, or we should wait? Say something about it." Second question.
Okay.
You taught us that the mystery in Revelation chapter 10 verse 7 is the church, the Gentiles coming in. Well, you recently reviewed it and said it is about the last 1 week. Please throw more light. Revelation 10, 7.
So let me get the question again. The first question is what?
The first question is talking about the war in Israel.
I think that leads to
Ezekiel 38, 39?
No. Something will trigger Ezekiel 38 and 39 war. Something must lead to it. Something must provoke it. And so every action taking place in Jerusalem now, we are watching. Could this be the one? Could this be the war? You know, it's very important. But we know that these are some of the end time activities that will take place. We'll be making comment on that again in our next rapture watch, God willing.
Amen. All right, the second question is talking about Revelation chapter 10. Says you taught us that the mystery in Revelation 10, 7 is the church, the Gentiles coming in. But you recently reviewed it and said it is about the last 1 week. Please, throw more light.
Oh, no. I said, Revelation 10:7, the mystery. I said, there is the primary application of that scripture. And there is the secondary application of that scripture. Because there is the mystery of the redemption of the church, which spans through the Gentile dispensation, which is the seven church ages which we are in now. Now there's that mystery there. Now it said, in the days of the voice of the seventh angel. Now what we're saying here is that in the seventh church age, activities will be rounding up. Now, but when you pinpoint who is that angel there, primarily, it is the trumpet angel in Revelation chapter 11, verse 15. When that seventh trumpet angel sounds, from what happens, we now see that, and this takes place after the rapture. Takes place even after the tribulation period. That these are some of the things that end the rule of the Antichrist and brings down Christ together with us to rule in the millennium.
Then the secondary application.
The secondary application, like I said, is that the Gentile
church
age will be finishing, which closes with the rapture.
Okay. All right. God bless. I believe that actually clarifies it, Brother Edmond from Ghana. I believe you actually get the clarification you needed. So the phone lines are still open. Okay, we already have another question. Brother Chibike from Lagos State, Nigeria. My question is, how do I intercede for my brother who is being manipulated at times? And how do I pray for him to be liberated? Because he does not like going to church. And this manipulation started at age 29. And once again, how do I know I have the Holy Ghost?
Well, first, your brother, no man has the ability to convert anyone. It's God that does it. So you present him to the Lord. Keep praying until the mercy of God, through your prayers, I will touch him. How do you know you have the Holy Ghost? By the fruits. A tree is known by her fruits. So find out the fruit of the Spirit of God, which is in Galatians chapter 5. And when you begin to see you manifesting this fruit, then you know that you have the Holy Ghost. Simple.
All right. So
a tree is known by her fruit.
A tree is actually known by her fruit. Praise God. So let's keep the questions coming in. And okay, we have Chris from Benin Republic. Shalom, sir. We know that the Holy Spirit is the Spirit of Christ. In John 16, chapter 16, verse 13. Please, sir, I want you to explain to me why the Bible says that this, for he shall not speak of himself, but whatsoever he shall hear, that shall he speak.
What he's trying to say here, that he will not say anything that will contradict what the Lord Jesus Christ has spoken.
Okay.
That's just the simple meaning of that verse.
Okay.
And everything he does is to make you understand who Christ is.
Amen.
To unite you with him.
Amen.
And make you understand him better and better, Christ better Amen. And better. Amen. And he will never say anything contrary to what Christ has spoken.
Amen.
That is it.
Amen. Amen. It's been wonderful having you with us all the while from the beginning up to now. We want to say thank you to everyone who's been sponsoring the Bright TV. You're the reason why we are still on air. I remain Brother Godson Uba, and before we round up, we're going to have prayers, definitely. We missed it the last time, but we're not missing it this time around, as our daddy actually prays with you. Stay connected. God bless you.
Wherever you are, you've been part of this Bible study today, your life can never remain the same. Father, I present everyone to you, Lord, that this moment, about 2 hours or more, the sacrifice was just to learn your word. Father, I pray that everyone that has been partaker of this program today, you bless them with more revelation of your word and confirm the word through their testimonies in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And Father, you spoke, it's written in the scriptures, the apostles were preaching the word, and the word that they preached was confirmed by signs and wonders by you. Father, we have spoken your word. We have looked into your word. Now let's see the practical side of your word. Vindicate that what we are speaking is the truth.
Amen.
As I place my hand on the screen, If there be anyone with any sickness, with any problem at all, whatever is their heart desire, and that person connects by placing hand on my hand on the screen, connecting to the grace that is flowing through your word now, the preaching of your word, let that person receive healing. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Somebody that received, thank you, Father. Amen. That eye that is swollen up, that the Lord is showing me now, that eye problem, the Lord is ministering to me. Touch my hand and place it on your eye, that problem will disappear. Amen. Receive your healing in the name of Jesus. Touch my hand and touch your chest. That pain will disappear. You with the chest problem. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Your blood pressure is high. You need the peace of the Lord to come upon you. Touch my hand and place it also on your chest. The peace of the Lord will come upon you. Amen. In the name of Jesus. Amen. And thank you, Father. I see a hand pouring oil on somebody's head. That is the Holy Spirit. Lord, thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Receive that oil and you will feel it physically. You will feel something physically dropping on your head. That is the Holy Ghost coming upon someone. Receive it in the name of Jesus. And anyone that is in any form of bondage, you are loose in the name of Jesus Christ. Jesus is our painkiller. Every pain in your body disappears now. Receive your healing. Receive your deliverance. I claim your testimony to the glory of the living God. Go and be free. Go and be healed. Go and testify that we are serving a living God. Amen. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen and amen. See you again on Monday evening, next Monday. Amen. And I want to hear your testimony. Text your testimony because I saw an eye problem disappear and I saw oil poured on the head. And I know there's a visitation. God bless you. See you again next Monday, 7 p.m. at this time in Nigeria here. Shalom.